Hi, my name is Erin Tillman. I'm a dating empowerment coach, speaker, and author known as the Dating Advice Girl. For over 10 years, I've been empowering and coaching singles by helping them improve their social skills, communication skills, and get clear on their dating goals and objectives. Relationships are not one size fits all, but basic consent and respect are important parts of the dating process in order to have an exciting and meaningful connection with others. Listen, learn, and laugh with me on this journey of sex-positive self-discovery. Thanks for listening.
I would like to read your bio so people can get to know a little bit about Jean, who is one of the consent guidebook contributors. Here's the book. Jean's quote is on page 95 of the book. Super exciting things. We'll get to the quote a little bit later, but first and foremost, here's a little bit out about the lovely Jean. Here we go. Jean Franz Blow is a sex positive and consent positive speaker who walks her talk. When she discovered the importance of her own sexual empowerment, she wrote a play about it and performed it in 10 cities. When she realized how important hugs and affection were to her emotional and physical health, she founded Cuddle Sanctuary, which has offered 300 events and served over 500 clients in Los Angeles. Jean has presented at sexuality conferences on both coasts and for audiences around the country and abroad. She created the presentation Sex After Me Too to share the message of consent to college campuses. Jean has been featured on BuzzFeed, Good Mythical Morning, and Rolling Stone. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being there. Yay!
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? No, I've said this in previous interviews, but I'm just humbled and honored that people like yourself wanted to be a part of this book. Like, really, I mean, I wasn't really sure what the book was going to look like, but I was like, I hope people are on board because I'd love to have amazing people because it can't just be my voice. And so thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you. And that's why I was so tickled and impressed by that you were bringing in so many voices, because we each have a different flavor. And one voice and one face is going to speak to one person and not the other. And so my hope is that mine speaks to somebody, is that I can be useful in this conversation.
Thank you so much. You bring so much to the table. And so before we jump into a few of the questions I have, could you tell us a little bit more about Cuddle Sanctuary? We had another contributor, I think yesterday, who does some cuddle work as well. But for people for people who aren't in Los Angeles or aren't in a big city, the idea of a cuddle party is maybe a little bit foreign. So could you please explain a little bit more about that?
Sure. We put on weekly events where people meet, make friends, and get lots of hugs. And we also offer professional cuddling services where people can work one-on-one with a practitioner and get soothing touch and affectionate platonic touch. And then we offer training for people who want to get into this rather unique and emerging practice. There's so many people who have so much love to share, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's almost like they were a ship, but they didn't have their boat. And finally, when professional cuddling comes around, people are like, that's the boat. That's what I've been meant to do, and finally it's arrived.
I love that. And what are some of the benefits? Like, if somebody was like cuddling, why would I need that, or who needs that? I mean, I personally get the benefits, but for someone who's skeptical, like, what are the benefits of being a part of a cuddle party?
Yeah, so the people who generally don't understand it tend to get enough affection and touch in their day-to-day life. And so they may never in their life actually felt the physical pang, the physical longing for touch, for many of us who don't have access to it. And there are a lot of us, over a half of the United States, a good portion, millions of people in the United States are identify as single or non-partnered. And these are the folks who, as they go about their day, might not be touched at all. And as they go about their week and their month, I just saw a client recently who said he hasn't been touched with affection for over 15 years. And so it's an epidemic of loneliness. And it goes along with a lot of the other things going on in our culture right now, is an epidemic of loneliness. And which, beautfully, moments like this, when we're talking authentically on social media, it helps. But then there are other moments when I'm lonely and I'm just like looking for something, and what I'm needing is human connection and not getting it. I just keep going to the phone.
Yes.
So anyway, this is one anecdote. And some of the benefits, there are so many health benefits that are simply scientifically proven. And it's the health benefits of oxytocin, which is the hug hormone that some scientists call it.
The hug hormone. cologne. I love
yes,
it.
Yes. I like the other one, which is the cuddle chemical.
Oh, yes.
It gets released in our bodies naturally when we get safe, soothing connection. For some people, it gets released when we make love. For some people, it's when they're breastfeeding. And for many of us, just simply from a long and soothing hug, a platonic hug, that does it.
Yeah.
And the benefits include a deeper night's sleep and also a boost in the immune system, improved heart health, and lower stress. And those are just a few. You know, I found this work because I was depressed often. And what I realized is that part of it was being touched upon. And so now I make soothing platonic touch part of my regular health practice, mental and physical health practice.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Jean, I love what you do, and you're so passionate about what you do, and you're such a great speaker, and you're really good at explaining all that goes into all of what you do. So thank you for that. It's so great. Because I think sometimes, you know, we're used to talking about these things in our circles. And not everyone is in our circles. So sometimes some of the things that we're like, oh, yeah, I get it. Not everyone gets it. So you explained it very clearly. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I just want to move forward because, again, I don't want to take too much of your time.
Sure.
You know, time is a ticking. So in terms of, I love that you're saying that touch is a massive part of connection. And a lot of us miss that. A lot of us miss the touch, even non-sexual touch. For me, I see a massive connection, and you kind of touched on this, with a lot of things going on in society, this conversation around consent and Me Too. It's very clear to me that, and I am not a clinical psychologist, I am not a therapist, I'm not a lawyer, I just want to say that disclaimer, but it seems to me that sometimes when aggressive things happen, it's maybe because people are missing touch or missing the human interaction, and so they feel like, quote unquote, they need to steal it from people. And
yes.
So what you're doing is an amazing thing. You're doing something where not only can people get touch, but also they can learn boundaries. Because one thing Yoni touched on is the whole practice of saying no and hearing no and accepting no within the cuddle environment. And I think that's really great. Can you talk a little bit about the no practice?
Absolutely.
That's important. Yeah.
So with regard to Yoni's background, which is Cuddle Party, I want to acknowledge that Cuddle Party is the pioneer of this movement. The Cuddle Movement started, I believe, over 12 years ago. And so we are simply, you know, Cuddle Sanctuary is working with, you know, standing on the shoulders of giants. Having said that, the no thank you exercise is a cornerstone of our practice. We have a free orientation that people have to attend. They cannot attend our events unless they come to orientation and learn the simple activity of asking for a hug, and the other party says no thanks, and then the asker is cool about it.
Yes.
Saying something like, okay. And
yeah.
Even if they don't feel cool about it, the practice of it helps the person realize, well, can I be cool about that? Can I be cool about somebody saying no to a request of touch? And both people get, and then we talk about it. What did it feel like? And some people have never been given the chance to say no to an offer of touch. So
yes.
It's profound. And there are many people who also come and say, ouch, ouch. And they get to feel their ouch about getting a no to a request of touch in a safe environment where they can just feel it and then know they can keep coming back to practice it. And then the comments we get, people say that it impacts their day-to-day life, their work life, their social life in ways that they didn't expect. So I think this happens a lot with Cuddle Party and happens a lot with Cuddle Sanctuaries. People come thinking they're just coming, you know, to get soothing touch and hugs and connection and social time, and they leave with, like, life lessons. Who knew?
Absolutely. Who knew? I know. Who would have thought
it? You get your money's worth.
Exactly. And more, and much more. But that's, I think it's so great that you practice that. The word that comes up to me again is practice. And there's a lot of these things that we don't practice. We don't learn, first of all, but then practice makes perfect with everything. So practicing saying no and hearing no is so important. I want to say this again because I said it in another interview. This does not mean that knowing your boundaries, saying no and receiving no is going to stop egregious actions. It's not necessarily, but it can be helpful in setting. Boundaries are always helpful just in daily life to thwart things that can be avoidable, right?
One person who attended Cuddle Sanctuary over the course of many months said, I had an interesting thing happen. Somebody rolled up in their car next to me and called me over and said, come here. And she said, no, thank you. And I don't know what she would have done in the past, but that she brought it to Cuddle Sanctuary as a story to say that the no thank you came with such ease, and it was because of practice. And I'm a big fan of focusing, you know, in this whole movement, I'm a big fan of focusing on what's delightful. And in your book, you talk about enthusiastic interactions.
Chapter four.
Go to chapter four, my friends, because that's what I feel like I have to add to this, which is when we all master these techniques of asking, of giving people space, of trusting the abundance that there actually can be enough touch for us.
Yes.
You know, if we allow for it and don't force, this is my hope for the world.
Yes.
Then the experiences that we can have with each other are so delightful, soothing, heavenly, blissful, yummy. I'm trying to use everybody's language for good.
Yes, yes.
Mine
I love
is yummy.
It.
Yeah.
No, it's great. And that's my hope for the world, too. And we're in a massive evolution that's happening right now. There is a learning curve in certain segments of the community in different generations and a lot of these things. And so there's a lot of education is happening. Thank you for so much for being a part of this educational process. Back to your quote, because you just kind of touched on it.
Again,
Jean's quote is on page 95 of the consent guidebook. And so it's a little bit of a long quote. So I'm just going to pop down to kind of what you just touched on. So a little bit down, it says, at Cuddle Sanctuary, we practice being gracious when a person says no to us. The phrase we suggest saying is, thank you for taking care of yourself. I love that phrase so much. This phrase says so much. It says that sometimes the most important thing a person can do for themselves is set a boundary. Thanking someone for setting a boundary with me requires ninja-level maturity. It gets me out of my ego and reminds me that this other person in front of me has needs. And sometimes those needs are distant from me.
That
says so much. Yeah, no, because it's true, right? I mean, none of us are immune from this. There are times when, even though we teach what we do and stuff, you know, maybe someone doesn't want to hug us, doesn't want something from us, even though we do what we do. None of us are immune. And someone else said this before, and I say this all the time too, just because I might want to cuddle with you, Jean, today, doesn't mean I want to next time I see you, and that's okay, right?
Yeah,
and we're okay with that.
Yeah, we practice this idea of moment by moment, and which is that just because somebody said yes to a hug now does not mean a yes to a hug in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
There's such an exaggerated version of that, which is just because I had sex with you this moment doesn't mean that in 3 years you get to, you know, like,
right.
That's an exaggerated version of it. But
yep.
I don't know about you, but my capacity to receive touch and hugs changes with my mood, changes with where I'm at. And so it's challenging for me, and it makes me need to have ninja level maturity and boundaries. Is because people think I'm the cuddle queen and therefore I want hugged all the time. Not so much.
Right.
I want people to use the ask and wait method, which is ask me and let me just take a moment to really tell you the truth, which is am I ready for touch right now?
Well, and that's come up quite a bit too. I love this. And that's a new idea for a lot of people too, the asking and waiting for a response rather than asking and going for it.
Ask before you touch is actually a warning. It says a touch is coming. And I think a better level to this is ask and wait, which is to keep the body language neutral. So,
yes.
May I give you a hug? Can I hold your hand? And instead of going like this, you know, all of that, because asking is challenging enough, but when people receive the body language request, it's almost too much pressure to truly tell the truth if the truth is no. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so many things. Jean, you're amazing. By the way, everyone watching, Jean and I have been, I think, on a few panels together over the years, and you're just so great.
Thank you. Yeah. It's such an honor to be working with you on this project and watching your passion zoom into the world. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jean.
Yeah, you've got a lot of stamina.
And I'm exhausted. But thank you. thank you.
Ambitious. And thank you for your ambition. This is the time that we need it. And having said that, I recommend self-care too, because this is a marathon, not a sprint, right?
Absolutely. Yes. It's true.
But
thank you for all
right
of
now,
that.
I thank you for that. Thank you for your work.
I think get you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay, so we're wrapping up. Do you have a final message about consent that you'd like to leave our viewers with? Anything around consent, boundaries, all the things?
Yeah. I have a technique for hugging that I call the mirror technique, and I think it's such a good answer to the question of how long should a hug be. For those people who are worried like that they'll be creepy if they want a longer hug, no, not creepy at all. My recommendation is that when you hug, pay attention if the person's backing away, and if they are, just mirror them exactly and back right away. And if you yourself are like, oh, I wish this hug was over, back away, and hopefully the person will follow suit, and if they don't, then use pressure and help them to back away, like put your hands on their shoulders and back them away, like that. And in this way, we will all enjoy delightful hugs that can last a short while and be just like sweet little moments, or LAHs, which is I call a long-ass hug.
I love it.
Wonderful for boosting oxytocin.
Jean, you're the best. Adam, who's watching, says Jean is amazing.
Thanks, Adam.
Jean is amazing. Jean, tell everyone where they can find you on websites and social media, please.
Yes, find us at cuddlesanctuary.com, at Cuddle Sanctuary on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're blogging all the time, myself and my colleague and friend, Faye Wyatt. Hi, Faye. Faye is watching. And get some free lessons if you go to cuddlesanctuary.com. We've got free lessons about getting more affection in your day-to-day life, so please enjoy.